Ohio State Representative Alicia Reese on the phone line right now. How you doing?
Oh, man, I'm doing great. We're out here at the polling locations. People have been lined up even before it opened. We didn't open until 6:30 a.m. People have been lined up as early as 5:45 a.m.
Can I ask you something? Are people irritated in Ohio where, I mean, it was obviously your Secretary of State did everything in his power to suppress the vote there. Are people, like, angered? Are they inspired? Or are they intimidated? Can you give us a feel?
Well, people are very angry. I mean, we've got a Republican Secretary of State who tried to pass laws to suppress the vote. He cut down the number of early vote days. He reduced it down to only one weekend. He didn't even want to give us that weekend where over 93,000 Ohioans had voted in 2008. And then those billboards popped up all over Ohio saying that voter fraud is a crime, and they put them strategically in the African-American community to get people intimidated, specifically ex-offenders, because in Ohio, an ex-offender can vote. But what we did, we took this voter intimidation and we turned it to motivation. We took vans and buses from the billboards to the polls, and when they saw us start to do that, they took the billboards down. We went to court and we fought against the different laws that the Secretary of State tried to put for voter suppression, and we won in court. So it all gets down now to today with us. There's no Secretary of State that can stop us from going inside the polls and voting. No billionaire can stop us from going in and voting. No TV ad can stop us from going in and voting. We have the power today to go and vote. And we're getting everybody we can find to get up and vote. We can't be too tired to vote. We can't get too busy to vote. Today is our day.
Now let me ask you, in Ohio, do you have to have any forms of identification to vote?
We fought against that. We do not have a photo ID law. We were able to defeat the Secretary of State as it relates to that. So you can bring a utility bill in Ohio, which could serve as ID. President Obama's folks, we got over 260 lawyers that's ready to go. We've got soldiers that are poll watchers at every polling location. So if someone tells you in Ohio that you send you out of that door and say you cannot vote, please do not leave. Talk to the outside poll worker. We will have the lawyers there in a matter of minutes. We cannot lose any votes. And they have tried everything. They've sent the Frederick Douglass. They got pamphlets with Frederick Douglass out saying Frederick Douglass wants you to vote for Romney.
Right.
They've got the Liberty women. They're out saying that vote for women and don't vote for President Obama. They have tried every trick in the book, and I've told everyone. No one, and they even tried to tell us that the polling down at the Board of Elections, they came out and said, oh, we're closed, come back at 7 o'clock. And these were not election officials.
Right.
So we have trained our people, do not listen to anyone unless they show you a badge that they are a true official.
Okay.
We're not talking about Frederick Douglass.
Right.
We're talking about President Obama today.
There we go. Ohio State Representative Alicia Reese, thank you so much for informing us. And we'll be checking in with a lot of people in this state that's very crucial. We got to go, but I appreciate you taking the time this morning.
Russ, thank you. Thank you so much for getting the word out. And everybody, get out and vote.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Thank you. 101.1 The Wiz.